Plus, your digital wallet helps you scan, save, earn, and access what you need to manage it all in one place. Download the Lowe's app and take advantage of your pro benefits today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 12-125 through 1726. Offer valid for first login per organization only. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Additional restrictions apply. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Jingle bells around his feet and presents on the sled. Hey, look at the Mayor's Derby on top of Dominic's head. A pair of shoes for Louie and a dress for Josephine. The label on the inside says they're made in Brooklyn. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey. Jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la.
Dominic!
La, la, la,
getting it done. Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us, Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053. We love Harbin Lumber. Love everything about Harbin Lumber. In 2026, we're going to be Harbin Lumber folks once again. They're going to do some work for us in our kitchens and our cabinets. And Wes and the guys are already been contacted about that. And it's going to go awesome. We love it. Absolutely love our great friends over at Harbin Lumber. Installed services, cabinets, and garage doors and screened-in porches and decks, and they do it all for you. Great friends over at Harbin Lumber, full-service lumber yard, harbinlumber.com, the very best. It's 1917. Fourth-generation family-owned. Good folks, harbinlumber.com. Texture asked this. Good morning, Mickey. Any chance you saw the DK Metcalf video? I know there's no place for this, but fans think they can say whatever they want without any repercussions. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. And I texted back, under no circumstance should any player, any coach, or any official have any interaction with fans. Negative interaction, by the way. You can high-five them, or you could do the Lambeau leap. But especially physical ones. Players, coaches, officials, referees, umpires, you ignore. You don't participate in that. Because then you just lower yourself to that, and you don't do it. Just stay above all that. And if fans say something dumb, people around them will take care of that. You know, there's enough good people sitting around a bad fan. They'll take care of that. But you don't lower yourself to that level. And if you do, that only escalates the situation. When you don't participate in it, it defuses the situation.
As a professional athlete, you are a public figure.
Yeah.
Public figures, if you're walking around on the street and someone says something to you that you don't like,
yeah,
are you going to assault them in public?
Nah, you just, you lower yourself to that. The text makes a good point. Players have millions of reasons why not to ever have negative interactions with fans. That's right.
Yep.
You're that's just part of it. And fans are fans, and fans are idiots, and fans say dumb things, but you escalate it. When you do react to it, and just understand fans are wrong sometimes, and let them be wrong, but you doubling down on it doesn't make it any better. So no, under no circumstance do you take care of that. One other quick note. Texture says about Notre Dame. He says Notre Dame. Let me see right there. He said, I think Notre Dame could have won the national championship. They didn't make the playoffs. And then my point was, I think Indiana and Notre Dame would have walked Notre Dame's dog. The text says, well, you're wrong about that. And I laugh. It's good. But he said that Notre Dame just walked Indiana's dog 12 months ago. And what I said was, yeah, but Notre Dame's not as good as they were last year. And Indiana went out and added the Heisman Trophy winner and got better at every position. That Indiana would beat Notre Dame double digits like they're going to do to Alabama. So we'll see. 654 Roar. Stuart is up next. Stuart, thanks for hanging on and calling back, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
Awesome.
Y'all were talking earlier about love. Unconditional love gets even more when you get to great grandchildren.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, Stuart, if I ever had great grandchildren because I started so late. But does it get? Does it? So you know, grandparents talk about it all the time. Like my grandkids are better than my kids. Like I wish I'd had my grandkids first. But I guess it just keeps getting better, huh?
That's true.
Yeah. That's good.
But
stuff.
I got two quick things for you.
All right.
Friday, they went to Duke, and the lady surgeon up there said that she pretty much agreed with the guy from Atlanta, especially about the right eye. She will probably never have any vision from the right eye. But he gave them a whole lot more hope and everything about the left eye.
Oh, man. How about that?
So each time they've gone to somebody, the Lord has worked small miracles instead of one big.
Yeah.
But, you know, so just keep her in your prayers.
Oh, yeah.
And something for you. If New Year's Eve, if by any chance you do fireworks for your children, if you will Google fireworks near me, the thing of Best Value Fireworks will pop up. And at that location, you'll save probably 20 to 25% over everybody else.
I have PTSD from fireworks because my uncles would light. When I was a kid, Stuart, my uncles, who were not that much older than me, I was telling somebody yesterday, I got an uncle that's like 4 years older than me, where our family worked out. But what they would do is they'd take these bottle rockets, and they would light them. And then I'd be like 5 years old, and they'd go, hey, they'd light them, get about halfway down the wick there or whatever, and he'd say, hey, hold this for me. And they would go off my hands. I got all those. But, yeah, I'll try to check that out. Hey, do me one favor. Keep me up to date with it. God's in the miracle business, and everything is going to work out how it is supposed to be. And the other thing is you keep surrounding that little great-granddaughter with love, and things are going to be all right. Things always work out like they're supposed to be, for sure.
But the best part about that is you'll get to meet me.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, good. We'll try to stop by for sure. Stuart, I appreciate your phone call.
All right.
Man. Thanks an awful lot.
All right. You have a blessed day.
You too, my friend.
And all right, we'll talk to you
later.
Bless
your great-granddaughter. That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's I was listening to a sermon yesterday about pastor's mom that had terminal liver cancer in 1991, and how not given a whole long time to live, and then she's in her 90s now. So yeah. That's what that business is about. All right, I want to get back to some of these text messages. Our telephone number on our Adams and Co. Roofing text line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Texture says that Bama is going to compete but lose to Indiana. He goes 3 to 7 points game either way. Ohio State's offensive line is leaky. I agree with the offensive line at Alabama. I mean, at Ohio State. I think Indiana's the best team in the country. I really do. And I think Indiana has a lot of answers. Matter of fact, one thing I told the texture was there's nothing that Notre Dame does that they do better than Indiana. And as good as Jeremiah Love is, and he's great, Notre Dame rushed for 203 yards rushing this year. Well, Indiana rushed for 221. If you've not, and there's a lot of people in the South that didn't watch Indiana play football this year. I will tell you that if you watch them, you're going to be amazed. Oh, by the way, an FPI. I'll give the FPI stuff here. What do you think the Indiana percent chance of beating Alabama is in the Rose Bowl?
Well, you got to consider the Bama bump.
Bama bump.
I would say...
That's the ESPN Bama poll.
Yeah, I would say 58%.
71%.
Really?
Yes. I'll give you the rest here in a second. Huh. Indiana, in case you didn't watch them, Illinois came in to Indiana, and Illinois is ranked 9th in the country this year at the time being. And Indiana had 31 first downs, and Illinois had 9. And Indiana had 579 yards of offense, and Illinois had 161. And Illinois had 2 yards rushing, and Indiana had 312 yards rushing. That rushed them 312 to 2. Indiana carried it 20 times for 2 yards. And they won 63-10 against 9th-ranked Illinois at the time. And you could say, well, Illinois fell apart. Well, they were undefeated at the time. And then Indiana went out to Oregon, number 3 team in the country, and had 23 first downs to 14, had about 70 more yards of offense, and won by double digits in Outset Stadium. And then went and played number 1 ranked Ohio State in the Big Ten Championship game. And had more yards and outrushed them 118-58 and beat top-ranked Ohio State in really, I thought it should have been worse than that, in the Big Ten Championship game. This Indiana team is really, really good. And if you hadn't watched them yet, then shame on you. And you're thinking, well, I'd rather watch Missouri and Vanderbilt because that's Southern football. Well, Indiana's better than both those teams, better than anybody in the country right now. Let me give you the quick FPI for the games. Give me your first game you want to do. Well, I just gave you that one, 70%. Give me the game number 2 that you care about.
Give me, oh, gosh.
Ohio State and Miami? You like that?
Yeah, give me Ohio State and Miami.
Ohio State's a 70.5% chance of winning.
70.5?
Yes.
Okay. Let's do Oregon, Texas Tech. I want to say Texas Tech, 62%.
Texas Tech, 51% chance. Really? A line favorite right now. Oregon's a line favorite.
Oh, I see that. Okay, yeah, Oregon by a point and a half. Old Miss, Georgia. I'm going to say Georgia by 60%.
60% is exactly right. Therefore, really? What I've been trying to tell folks is that Indiana the best of the FPI chances to win. Now, the largest spread, Ohio State's a 9.5-point favorite over Miami. Georgia's a 6.5-point favorite over Ole Miss. Indiana, 7-point favorite over Bama. And Oregon, a 1.5-point favorite over Texas Tech. That'll jump the fence. Texas Tech will be favorite before it's all said and done. Billy's in Myrtle Beach, the Dirty Mert. Good morning, Billy. How you doing?
Mickey, technically Surfside Beach.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. It's Dirty Myrtle.
No,
Dirty
Myrtle. Let me tell you this, man. We go to Surfside Beach every single year. I love Surfside Beach. I think that place is awesome. So count me in, buddy. Count me in.
Just if you do have a strong Coke Zero, and I try to drive the golf cart if I do because of my CDLs, just be careful. That's all I'll say. You know?
I got you, buddy. I got you. Yes. I love it.
Hey, Mickey, real quick, and by the way, what you said earlier about God performing miracles, I've seen it firsthand with family. So, absolutely, and the prayers for the gentleman a couple phone calls back.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
Yes. Hey, I'm going to jump around on the college football deal this weekend. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Went off shore to do some straight as well as underdog betting, and I've actually got hurt the most, the one I felt most confident in, and that was James Madison. And I know Dan Lanning was not happy. They backdoored a cover. I mean, they were just getting destroyed.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not going to go down this rabbit hole, but I mean, they need to really have their own, Mickey, because they're just, there's just no, I mean, you look at the interior line of scrimmage as well as the outside, the speed difference, and, you know, God bless them. I'm happy for the young man for getting there, but it's not good football.
Yeah.
All that being said, and Mickey, how in the world did ACC team, you know, a terrible ACC team,
awful
team, and a team playing an almighty SEC team that could go in and go undefeated in any conference because they're in the SEC, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Miami goes in there and tells home of the 12th man to hold his beer, hold their beer, because that score didn't even reflect, Mickey, how bad and lopsided that game was. Those two DNs, and I love Reuben Bain, they got after. And Marcel Reed now, he does best when he slides out of the pocket. I mean, he's a very fantastic athlete. But
how bad are his feet?
The
guy, he's got the worst fundamentals outside of Tommy Castellanos, but the feet, and his feet never get set. Hey, by the way, Billy, how bad in a bad ACC, if they thought Miami beat them, how bad would Louisville and SMU have beat them? Because those teams took care of Miami, you know? So that lowly ACC.
Mickey, I mean, that's what the SEC Nation
would right.
start throwing at you.
That's
they
right.
start throwing it at you, man.
But A&M scored a whole 3 points. They kicked a whole field goal in that game. It's very good for them. It's good.
Oh, it wasn't. I mean, and I know, you know, if and buts, but, I mean, that was a shoestring tackle. Remember when Malachi Toney broke that one?
Yeah.
I mean, he was gone.
Yeah.
And, boy, threw his hands out. I mean, good tackle, you know. Miami missed two field goals as well.
Three.
But
three field goals.
Three.
Yeah,
okay.
Three field
okay.
goals.
So, I mean, you start factoring in. But I love those two DNs, by the way, are
fantastic.
I mean, they're fantastic. And hear A&M say, you know, their talent, their gap is – I could go on and on. And did Texas A&M fall into a soft SEC schedule? How dare I say a soft SEC schedule? But they drew Texas at the end, and Texas pretty much did them like Miami did. So, you know, I just love taking shots at SEC, Mickey.
Billy, think about this for a second. Outside of the only ranked teams they played on, they won Notre Dame and won early on where they held. They beat an LSU team that was ranked at the time but finished 7-5. And then they beat Missouri, who was 8-4. But those are the only ranked teams they played all year before the Texas loss. Only teams they beat all year. Look, I'll be honest with you. Miami's the best team they played. From that, the team didn't even make the ACC championship game. The best team they played in the SEC all year.
Oh, I agree 110%. And just real quick before I jump into college basketball, I know you're not far from the break, and I'll make it quick with the college basketball. I know they're going to reminisce about the 2002 game with Miami, Ohio State, when the McGahee had that gruesome injury. And let's face it, it was a terrible call. I still stand firm that it was a terrible call. It was not what they call. But anyway, I remember Dorsey in the bunch. That was a loaded Miami.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely stacked.
Yep.
And that 9.5, I like it. I just like it because of the lines of scrimmage. But anyway, I won't go down that and digress. Hey, college basketball, Mickey, real quick. I'm I was getting a little nervous when I went out for a jog and I turned the radio on and listening to Upstate, and as I said, oh gosh, I was like, this is comfortable with Clemson, Cincinnati. I said, no, please don't do this again. Please don't do this again. So, all that being said, I think the Tigers are going to, I think Foster's a big loss. I know a lot of people don't want to hear that. It's next man up, but I was just loving, because, I mean, he's an NBA player, the loss of Foster. And then you look at the ACC, I mean, it's legit. I know Tech got Duke this weekend, but don't look now. I really hate to admit this as well. North Carolina with Wilson.
Big win.
And when they get they're legit. It's just a strong ACC. But anyway, all that being said, Mickey, good show. And have a Merry Christmas.
You too,
I don't
Billy.
Talk to y'all any, again before the new year.
Thank
all right,
you,
Mickey.
Buddy.
Later,
Thank you,
buddy.
Appreciate the phone call. Surfside Beach. That's what we're calling that one. Hey, PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark, man, the good folks take care of you. PrimeLendingSC.com. They do an incredible job with your mortgage. My good friend over there says three different estimates is what you need. If one of your three is Prime Lending, you'll choose them. The very best. My last two mortgages with the best company out there is Prime Lending. PrimeLendingSC.com. Much more right after this.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
It's that time of year again, and you're trying to figure out what gifts to get your family. We know everyone is busy, and who wants to deal with all the Christmas traffic and shopping congestion? Elite Custom Golf Carts wants to make your life easy. Come and see us and get a gift the whole family will love. With free delivery in our custom sleighs and complete with a big red bow, you'll see the shine in your family's eyes when they see your Christmas surprise. Stop by one of our three locations in the Upstate and let our elves, oh, I mean friendly staff, help you find that perfect gift. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the ultimate lunch lineup boasts wall-to-wall sports and scenic views. When you're hungry and in a hurry, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local lodge.
Discounted Appliance Warehouse in Pickens. It's not just what you buy, it's who you buy it from. Jeff and his team have over 1,200 Google reviews and a 4.9 star rating because they treat you like family. Get honest advice, expert answers, and a stress-free experience. With more than 1,500 appliances in stock, refrigerators, washers, dryers, ovens, and more, the Upstate shops here with confidence. Stop by in Pickens or visit online at dawpickens.com. DAWPickens.com.
Looking for a scent that transforms your space? Light up your day with Buff City Soap's hand-poured candles and seasonal scents that you know and love. Made with plant-based soy wax and phthalate-free fragrances, Buff City Soap candles fill your home with long-lasting, clean-burning scent, never overwhelming, always unforgettable. From cozy and calm to bold and fresh, there's a Buff scent for every mood, and they make great gifts. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
Hey guys, this Christmas season, why don't you give yourself the gift that keeps on giving? Peak Testosterone from Low Country Male. Take advantage of our limited time $99 consult offer. Get your labs checked and spend an hour with one of our providers. We will craft a customized plan with testosterone, peptides, supplements, and high-dose compounded 3-in-1 super ED pills. Our concierge plans have helped thousands of men, 9 locations in South Carolina and Georgia. Book today. LowCountryMale.com.
Orange Nation, Cade Klubnik here from my friends at Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover, or better known as the Silverado guys. That's where I got my beautiful Silverado. If you're thinking Silverado, make sure you go check with Martin McKinley and the Silverado guys. You can call or text Martin at 704-534-1014. Martin will handle you wherever you live. Call now at 704-534-1014 or get started at fredcaldwellchevy.com.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
At South State, we're committed to supporting the communities we serve. Whether you're buying your first home, renovating a fixer-upper, or starting fresh with new construction, South State is here to help. Our construction and renovation loans make it easier to turn just a house into your home. Ready to get started? Please call Alan White, NMLS, number 810-563, at 864-985-5235. Or visit our website at southstatebank.com/mortgage. All loans subject to credit approval and program guidelines. South State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
It's the holiday season, but it's also the bowl season.
To the 10, to the 5!
We'll break down every bowl game throughout the month of December, right here on The Roar.
Peace on earth,
Can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Our finest gifts we bring
of glory.
Say the day.
So when you wrote this one, like, how do you spell ba-rum-pa-bum-bum? Because you wrote it down on paper, right? You got to write the lyrics down.
B-A-R-U-M-R-U-M-P-A.
Love it. Love it. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hey, our great friends at Blue Ridge Heating and Air right now. Get that air condition tuned up for the next 5 days. Isn't that crazy? In case you hadn't seen it, our weather is wacko. Absolutely wacko. If you need to turn the air on in the next 5 days, now, not now because it's 36. It's only going to get to 58 today. But 66 tomorrow, 77, 76, 71, 75, 73 the rest of the week. So get your air condition tuned up at Blue Ridge Heating and Air. On a serious note, when we does get lows, I don't see any lows right now. Well, next Tuesday, 26 is a low. But it's going to come, folks. And make sure you got it tuned up right. The Armstrong Air Dealer, the certified dealer here in the upstate of South Carolina, you're going to love that. In Western North Carolina, Armstrong made right here in Orangeburg. That's great. Savings on those equipment. Savings on the upfront rebates of a couple thousand dollars or 60 months, no interest financing. Great stuff. Hope you took advantage of the Armstrong year in before. Get it done. Buy it before the end of the year to take advantage of the energy tax credit. Do it at Blue Ridge. Triple stack is still savings right now. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Couple of quick things here. First, a happy birthday to Michael. Got this text saying, can you give a shout-out to my dad, Michael, and his 60th birthday today. I've been listening to your show since moving out to Oconee County in 2008. Oh, yeah, for listeners for 20 years. Michael started listening when he's 40 years old. Love that. Happy 60th birthday, Michael. Many, many more for sure. Texas, talk about the Penn State game, too. Yeah, it's just a matter of opt-outs and attrition and what that all looks like and who all is going to be playing still. We'll find them out much more. Continue to find out much more about that with the opt-outs and Clemson. Let me check the latest here. Clemson and Penn State line-wise. The Tigers still a 3-point favorite in the Bronx Saturday at noon. We'll talk more about that game tomorrow, too. But just the attrition ball. I'm interested in the game, though, because I want to see Ronan O'Connell at offensive guard. You know, I want to see more of Brandon Strozier. I think I want to see more Brandon Strozier at cornerback. I want to see more of Juju Preston, maybe. Punt returns, maybe. Maybe wide receiver game. I want to see more of Gideon Davidson. Obviously, get to see more of him. Maybe some Mayo and Watford backup defensive ends, maybe. Maybe some more of Burley and Thompson. Maybe at defensive tackle and get to see more of McLeod and some of those guys. Maybe a little backup roles and seeing what some of these guys have. Texas wants to know game time temps. Let me get the latest weather in New York for us. I don't think it's going to be anywhere near 70 degrees. As a matter of fact, I originally heard it's going to be a little bit cooler by the end of the week up in New York. But the Bronx, New York is what we're looking at here for Saturday. The high is 38. But the low is only 31. A wintry mix the day before, which is the day after Christmas. So you might see a wintry mix up there, but it's going to be 38 degrees. At kickoff time, temperature is about 35 or so. So if you're going, and I know a few folks that are going, bundle up, get it done. Kevin is in Fountain Inn, South Carolina. Kevin, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Hey, good, man. Great show, Mickey. So nice to hear you after a couple days off with no radio and headed into work. But first of all, condolences to the Biffle family.
Yeah.
Tragic accident. Your station was the first to report it last week. So kudos to you guys for staying on top of these things. My condolences to the Tannehill family.
Yeah.
So much loss.
Yeah.
This past week, you know, some really cool people that the earth is going to miss.
Yeah, no doubt.
Mickey, the reason I wanted to call is I'm not a believer in the James Madison University and Tulane being in the playoffs. I know that's the way the school's leadership set this thing up. There was lots of meetings behind closed doors to make decisions a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, on the format. And it's not something that just happened overnight. But the proof is in the pudding. These teams could not compete on the level of their competition this past weekend. I would have loved to have seen Notre Dame play Oregon. I would have loved to have seen Vanderbilt with the loudmouth, obnoxious Diego Pavia, quarterback in his team, against Ole Miss. I think that these games are very important, and you kind of tip the scale in favor of teams that aren't as competitive and don't have the same athletes up and down the board.
Yeah, now, again, one of the counter arguments is that we see blowouts in the college football playoffs all throughout, but at least maybe going into it, because I think everybody knew that Oregon and Ole Miss were going to roll. I don't think there's any doubt that teams could stay with them. And look, maybe we were fooled into thinking that Ohio State could play with Clemson a few years ago when it's 31-0, or that LSU, or Oklahoma could play with LSU when it's 63-28. You look up and down, and most of the college football playoff games, even last year, what did we say? 9 of the 11 college football playoff games were double-digit wins. So we didn't have a lot of close games last year. With that said, yeah, maybe just going into it, you would have had a better feel about it. Like if Notre Dame would have got blown out, or if Vanderbilt would have got blown out, or whoever it might be would have got blown out, then you say, well, I didn't see that one coming. But we saw James Madison in advance, you know, and we saw Tulane in advance. We thought that was going to happen, and it happens. I think that kind of hurts. The perception at least hurts that.
Now, the next round just looks amazing. Miami, Ohio State, I think that's the most intriguing matchup of all four of the games. I'm having a hard time trying to convince myself that Alabama is going to win this next round.
Yeah, because they won't.
How many rabbit's feet?
Yeah.
That's right. How many four-leaf clover and leprechauns do they have in their back pocket?
Yeah.
You know, they kind of escaped with a little bit of luck at Oklahoma. I mean, they were down 17-0.
Yeah.
You know, and you couldn't have right the
well,
ship.
Well, you got Mateer no throwing a sidearm to the other team, and then you got the punter that just drops the football. It wasn't a bad snap. It wasn't. He was trying to punt it and just dropped the ball before he punted it. I don't know what in the world could have happened and why that happened that way. But my gut is that Miami and Ohio State will be a close game, but Miami won't be able to move it on Ohio State. My gut is I'm going to ignore the Ole Miss and the offense with Georgia. I think Georgia is going to out-physical Ole Miss. My gut is Indiana beats Alabama by double digits. But that Oregon and Texas Tech game, I think it's going to be a thriller. I think you can see a fourth-quarter war in the Oregon and Texas Tech game. It's going to be a great
game. You know, when these playoffs started, I did a sheet, a pick'em sheet, and I got Texas Tech meeting Georgia for the national championship. So both my teams are still alive, Mickey. They haven't played yet.
Yeah.
They're still in the mix.
Yeah. Well, it's the opposite last year. Remember, because all those teams we saw that had byes didn't play well the next week. But that was because we didn't have – you know, Ohio State was obviously one of the best teams that fell, where this time I think that the four teams separating themselves. Miami's got a chance. Oregon's got a chance. I don't think Ole Miss and Alabama have a chance, though. But we'll see. We'll see for sure.
And, Mickey, if I'm a Gamecock fan,
right,
but I'll tell you this much. If I was a Clemson fan, I'd be headed to New York City for this game. I'd figure out a way to get there and get to Yankee Stadium. I think it's a fantastic venue, and you get to see New York in the wintertime. And I mean, I've got a lot of Clemson fans that, you know, they're procrastinating on making this trip. I said, man, I'll tell you what, I'd figure out a way to get there the day before and come back the day after. Somehow, some way, man, I'd want to get up there. It's a rare opportunity. I don't see Clemson playing down the way they did this year to be in such a game. But Penn State is not going to win this game. I think Clemson has the better quarterback, the better coach and the better coordinators, and I think they'll be ready with what they've got. I know they had a lot of opt-outs and guys that don't plan on playing, but I don't think that matters. I think Clemson is the better team, and they're going to bring it home.
We'll see, buddy. We'll see on Saturday for sure. And I would have liked to go too expensive, too close to Christmas and all that, but good points. Kevin, I appreciate it, buddy. Have a great day for sure. You. Clemson has played in Fenway Park before, I think. I think they played Boston College in Fenway Park back in the 30s. I think I'm right by saying that. They played in old Atlanta Fulton County Stadium, a baseball field, a baseball stadium. That was football too, but they played Baylor in 79, one of the coldest games I've ever been to. So they played before. They played, I think, a whole history of stadiums they played in where baseball's being played as well. So we'll get to that a little bit. Let me sneak in Butch before a phone call. Butch, I got about a minute and a half, man. Go right ahead. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, fine, brother, fine. How you doing this morning, man?
I'm doing fine. My man, I didn't want to have to hold through the break, so I wanted to get you in here for sure.
You're straight, man. You're straight.
Good.
Hey, I just think it's wonderful news about our little girl this morning that we've all been praying for. You know, that's wonderful.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Hey, what do you think about I think we're getting an O-lineman from Michigan.
I didn't see that yet. One of the Michigan guys that were signees, South Carolina's going to get him? I didn't realize this.
I get my stuff off of YouTube.
Okay.
People, and I don't know if all of it's true or not. That's why I run this crap by you guys.
Well, let me ask you that. Well, let me tell you this. If you can listen through the break, I'll check it out. I'll try to send a text message and see if we can find something out for you. How about that?
Yeah, that's fine. But I'm glad that, you know, we got that Duckworth, that Lenoris is coming back, and I'd heard that he was already going to be our second string quarterback when we signed him, because he's 6'3", about 190 something.
Yeah.
You know,
good athlete. Can make some plays with his feet and all that. I tell you what, South Carolina's recruited well at quarterback. Yeah. Sellers to Woods. I mean, Aaron Nolan hadn't really worked out the other way, but then you get Duckworth, people wanted. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry. And I hate Aaron Nolan got screwed like that. But need to let that boy go play.
Yeah, because you can't spend more money on it. You spent too much money on him to play five plays or whatever it was this year. And that's why you got to be smart with your money. No doubt about that. No doubt.
Yeah, you send him off and you take that money and you go buy an offensive line.
No doubt. No doubt about that for sure.
That's what you
do. It's all about managing that money nowadays. No doubt.
Yeah. Clean house and go buy what you need.
That's right. Which I appreciate it, buddy.
Ain't that what they call it?
Yeah. I'll check on that during the break. How about that?
Thank you, man. Right, I appreciate you, Mickey. Y'all have a good day.
Appreciate that for sure. Hey, Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. 404-8158. Your garage floor can look amazing. We've got guests coming over today. And so I'm sure the kids will go out, play dates, and we'll send the kids. We got a couple of the young ones. They'll go in the garage and play in the garage and have a good time. We love our garage floor. You can love yours as well. Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. No obligation phone call. Call it before Christmas, and Tim will come out after Christmas, and I'm sure it'll give you some great news, and is so much more affordable than you ever believed. The people have been doing it longer than anybody. CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Final segment right after this.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
For Christmas, treat her to a special day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa 13 years in a row. The Lilia Day Spa staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one day or many holiday packages. Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Christmas and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa, 13 years in a row.
Is arthritis pain slowing you down? Stiff joints, achy knees, hands that won't cooperate, and reaching for pain pills too often throughout your day? Ortho Laser in Spartanburg can help. Our advanced laser therapy is non-invasive, drug-free, and targets pain at the source, helping you move easier and faster. Imagine a life without arthritis holding you back. Visit recoverwithlight.com today. That's recoverwithlight.com for no drugs, no needles, no downtime, and a life without arthritis pain at Ortho Laser Spartanburg.
As Christmas approaches, what every four-wheeler off-roader wants is a Warn winch from Clemson 4-Wheel. Right now, they have a select group of Warn winches at a special buy. Prices that they can't mention, but you will love. If that's not what you need, they have a great assortment of stocking stuffers, like gift cards, four-wheel items, four-wheel drive accessories, and many more. Come by the store at 10733 Clemson Boulevard, Seneca, on Highway 123 in Seneca, or shop online at Clemson4Wheel.com.
Clemson!
I'm a Dodger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in...
Technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
What do Clemson and the Citadel have in common? The time-honored tradition of the class ring. Collegiate Legacy Designs created a ring plaque that will carry that same tradition in your office or home to last a lifetime. Proudly handcrafted by Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie, Collegiate Legacy Designs offers customized ring plaques for your class ring, both men's and women's, and can ship nationwide. Give the gift that will carry your alumni pride at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. I talked to Jay and Davis Orders a couple weeks ago. They're doing awesome. They want to wish you a happy Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Hope you get your new mattress in and looking forward to that and have a great deal for them there. We love our friends at Engineer Sleep, the best mattress in the world. The ES Duo is made right here in South Carolina for thousands of dollars cheaper than what you're seeing by some of the national people, that kind of that level. We love Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. And the everyday mattress, the today mattress, I should say, the best mattress under $500 in the world, Engineers Sleep, engineersleep.com. 10% off WCCP listeners, 100% sleep trial, 100-night sleep trial. You're going to love that, and they're going to take your old mattress off and deliver your new one. These are the best mattresses in the world made at North Pleasantburg Drive. My great friends over at Engineered Sleep. Leonard is in Union. Leonard, thanks for hanging through the break. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Mickey, good morning. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas to you too, friend. Thank you.
I wanted to talk about Kentavious Anderson, that commitment from Dorman we've got. I had a chance to see him in the Shrine Bowl. And, Mickey, I was watching him. He's got great closing speed. I was very impressed with his ability to go sideline to sideline. And I think he may play that Isaiah Simmons position. We always kind of want that tweener kid.
Yeah.
But, Mickey, when I saw him, the first Clemson player that came to mind, just ability-wise, was Anthony Simmons.
Oh.
And I'm not ready to say he's going to make that instant impact like Anthony did, especially Anthony playing an inside linebacker.
Right.
But just his natural ability and just the way he can change direction and stuff, I'm really excited about him coming in for the Tigers.
Well, think about it. Like, if he plays back at safety, the range that he has will help. And if you play him closer to the line of scrimmage, you know, kind of that Swiss Army knife guy. You talk about some guys up there, Isaiah Simmons and some of those guys. So that, you know, that and Clemson's not recruited a lot of those big rangy safeties as of late. Be good to get back to that. Maybe get a couple in the portal that way. But, yeah, the versatility is something that you like an awful lot. And you can see why Clemson liked him. And that was a big pickup because they were behind on his recruiting for a while. And they happened to close the door and get a guy who the best news for him is if it is in the secondary, it's not like he's beating out Ronnie Lott. You know,
yeah.
He's got a chance to come in and play. And I think he's a smart kid from what I understand. And I think he'll get a chance to come in there and get some early playing time for sure.
Do you think, Mickey, that we have – that sense of urgency now with getting those type of kids to shore up that secondary? Because I know we've had safety trouble all year. We've talked about it on the show, and you mentioned it. I think, do you see him maybe starting midway through the season? I don't think he'll start immediately, but do you see him kind of growing into that role at all?
Let's see who you get in the portal, because the hope is you don't have to do it with him, because the hope is that you go out and you get a couple of safeties or nickels that can come in and take a starting role for you. I know that's what Tom Allen and the defensive staff is planning for and hoping for, and I think they're going to invest the dollars in that. And hopefully the case is that you go get an experienced fifth-year guy or fourth-year guy who guys played big-time college football in the past and it's somebody you can count on and to be disrupted back there. You know, the safety position is, I think, as important as any position in college football right now. Because you're asking them to do so much, and the game's being played in space, and you watch the great defenses and watch what they're doing at safety. You know, Indiana's got – their safeties are awesome, but because they're not involved in a run game because the front seven takes care of all that. There's different ways to do it, but I think the safety position is paramount now, and I think that Tom Allen's guys have plans to go out and get some experience there and some players there.
Yeah. Well, this kid, if he's anything like apparently he was Saturday, I think we got a good one coming, and guys, I don't know if I'll be able to call in between now and Christmas and everything, but always love the show. Go Tigers, and y'all have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Leonard. You too. Thanks for calling in. Merry Christmas to you as well. Good points. What we're doing at safety now is we're leveraging these guys out so much. We're putting so much pressure on the RPOs and the big plays part of it. And we're asking them to do so much in the run game and so much in the pass game and all that. Like, it's hard playing safety in college football right now, but the great defenses have great ones there. Hey, Butch asked about the flipping the guy from Michigan. I think a texture points. I think he's talking about the defensive end that they flipped from Michigan in Walker. I think that's who he's talking about for sure. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands for Brad Hughes. Good hands at Allstate. 292-3001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Love what Brad Hughes has been able to do for me by combining homeowners and owner's insurance. We love it. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. And I know Brad would like this thought here. So yesterday I got a great text on Adams Cove text line from Red. I'll read it here in a second. Yesterday, Drake and I went over to Greenville, and I mentioned this in our first segment, but I want to mention it again for folks joining us now. A lot of you out there have given money to through our fundraisers and have donated to Sunday Dinner with a Twist. I want to go to SundayDinnerWithATwist.org if you feel moved to do it. Yesterday's the first time that we volunteered, and Drake asked to do it, and we wanted to do it. I can tell you it went so well that we're going again and again and again. After the first stop, Drake asked me on the way to the next stop. He goes, "Dad, can we do this next week?" And, Will, I sent you a couple of the videos and pictures. You know, when they're putting a meal together, an unbelievable church over in Taylor's cooked this awesome meal. Man, the coleslaw looked as good as I've seen, and the barbecue looked great. And all together, it was about 200 plates of food, and Drake was a utensil man, and so he put on all the utensils in those to-go boxes and help load these cars up. I was one of the load guys and help do all that. And to meet so many awesome people volunteering, that meant an awful lot to me. And just watch Drake do this, and that was really cool. And then when we got to the two sites that we went to, now, and I'll tell you this, they divide up in about three different groups. Coach Sorrells and his group go back into the camps and, you know, and do that. And they know these they're coming. And so Red said the next time we'll do it, we'll go back into camps with them. But we went to two stationary sites. We went to two different sites in which the folks come to you and giving those foods out and those plates out. And it's so organized. Sunday dinner with a twist. You got people that are doing all coats and blankets. You got some folks that are doing the cookies and desserts, and you got some passing out the food. And to see Red, when we're driving to sites to see, you know, some of the homeless folks that recognize him in his vehicle, knowing it's Sunday and giving him a thumbs up and him waving and all, but to see people come up to him and say, hey, I need to talk to you tomorrow. I need some help on something. And him doing that, knowing that he knew everyone by name. And there was one guy they called Country. And he said, I don't know why we call him Country. And I asked him, were you Country when Country wasn't cool? from that great song, that great Country song. But to see him humanize the homeless and to see these folks volunteer. First, I met a kid that's a freshman at Yale that went to Christ Church. He's in his freshman year up at Yale. And he said he took a calculus class. Next year, he's taking Japanese. But see him come out and volunteer. And seeing the young folks volunteer over there is amazing. The churches that come out and volunteer is great. So you meet those good folks. And then you meet some folks that just happen to be down on their luck a little bit. And to see, you know, life take some unfortunate turns. I met there's Billy's Mission over there that about a halfway house. And I met some folks. One guy that we had mutual friends with in high school. And he said, man, I went through a divorce. I went through a hard time. And I had an alcohol issue. And I made some wrong turns. But now I've got my life back in order. Sometimes there's some, you know, self-inflicted stuff there, but a lot of times it's not in the trauma of things that happen by no fault of their own. And to seeing these good folks get taken care of and wishing you Merry Christmas and seeing my son wish them a Merry Christmas, it hit home with me. It was an eye-opening experience for me. We'll be back. But I want to report back to you because so many of you have given so much. A, if you've not given, volunteered, I should say, if you've not volunteered, do that. It will change your outlook an awful lot. So volunteer with the Red's group. You can go online to do that. And then B, if you've ever given a dime to it, I got to tell you, man, you're going to feel good knowing that this is money well spent and money going to good causes, and how they stretch that dollar really is amazing to see. So I wanted to thank Red. Matter of fact, let me read Red's text to us this morning. He said, when I woke up this morning, I was thinking about something I said to your wife when she texted me this morning saying, thanks for allowing Drake to come out and help yesterday. He said, you always worry about what's going to happen to something that means so much to you when you're gone. I feel at ease this morning that my successor was Drake. If you look at the pictures, how he handed out these plates, he made it personal between himself and the men and women that received the plates by looking at them, looking up to them and looking in their eyes and seeing what it means to humanize the homeless. And that was so cool to see. And the other part of it was seeing just how important Red is in these people's lives. Because a lot of people do meals and clothes and all that, but to see the personal touch of knowing them and their stories. I would ask Red often yesterday, hey, Red, like, what's this person's situation? He goes, well, this happened and that happened. Or this person is trying to get back on their feet with this, this, and this. And just knowing all that, where they are and where they're from. And then one final note to that. At our first stop, there were individual plates, like, you know, one to one to one to one. And at the second stop we went to, there were people, he said, how many needed? Like, be four and three and four. And I didn't know the difference in the two. And I asked him, like, why is this Red? Why is it? He goes, these are taking them back to camps. And, like, people who are watching their campsites now that are protecting their things, and that they're taking it back to the camps. So just knowing that, like, how that works and the boots on the ground kind of thing, it was eye-opening. And I appreciated him letting us do that with him. And we'll be back. Drake asked, can we do it next week? So, yeah, we'll be back for sure. Skip the music, buddy. Two-minute drill. What do you have for me?
We talked about Clemson playing in baseball stadiums in the past.
Yeah.
October 11th, 1941. You were correct. Clemson defeated Boston College at Fenway Park, 26-13.
How about that? I wasn't around for that one, despite some folks I said I was not around for that one.
A lot of people listening.
High scoring affair back in those days, it seemed like.
Right? Yes, correct. So our most recent game, I don't know about the former baseball stadiums in Atlanta, but we are 1-0.
Lost to Baylor in 79.
Ah, 79. So we're 1-1 in our last two.
But now they play football in the stadium too. So because the Falcons played there and the Braves played there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Asterisks on that one.
You see a lot of that where baseball, they share stadiums. You see the in baseball season, you're still playing on the dirt infield and all that. You don't see as much of that anymore. Tomb of Joy, EricNewton, for all real estate needs is EricNewton.com. Get in touch with them. They can help you out. EricNewton.com does an unbelievable job for real estate. And if you need for some remodeling and some help with some rental properties or managing rental properties, it's EricNewton. .com. Let me say this. Tomorrow, we're gonna wrap four shows in one, so we'll do an awful lot tomorrow, so join us for that one for sure. Will, great job, man. Terrific job once again, and looking forward to tomorrow for sure. Up next, two of my favorite people, Faxon and John. Friends, have an absolutely wonderful Monday, but most importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we will see you right here on the radio.